Welcome to the Eagle Eye Podcast. The number one show to bring you all things Club America and English.
Oh, what a strike, Club America!
Your hosts for today are Ivan Pineda, Cristian Rosendo, Alexis Juarez, and everyone's favorite cowboy, Dylan Jimenez.
Go!
Now let's hit the field and start the show.
America!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking all things CONCACAF Champions League. So ladies and gentlemen, you guys are looking ahead into the finals for Thursday. Search no more. We're going to have you guys updates in regards to the team. How are things looking ahead? We're going to be recapping just a little bit of what happened previously against Tigres and what that game means for America and Solari going forward. And, of course, everything in between. But joining me, as always, helping me out with this, there's my two co-hosts from New York. It is Cristian Rosendo and Alexis Juarez, a.k.a. AJ. Gentlemen, how are we tonight?
Doing good, Ivan. I'm doing good. I hope you and AJ are having a great night. Hope the people watching us are having a great night. And I hope everyone's excited because we're finally going to play in another. It feels like forever since we played in the final. I'm very excited. I feel like we're gonna have a good showing, but you know we can't go into too cocky, right? So I think we just gotta stay grounded, stay focused, follow the game plan, and surely enough we'll get the victory. But lots to talk about and leading up to the final.
Definitely, AJ.
Pretty excited, honestly. Like Cristian mentioned, it's the first time we've been to a final in quite some time, especially in CONCACAF. So I'm just ready. Can't wait. So that is first final as well. So see what it has in store for us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Looking forward to what's going to happen. And like you guys mentioned, a lot on the line here. Okay. Yeah, it's exciting. Look, I don't know about you guys, but as the day.
I don't know about you guys, but I already got my bet in. So that's all.
Jacob Leal saying hello. Chris Rivera saying Chucho Lopez having a really solid game. Diego Lara, excuse me, saying Arriba America. Gentlemen, I mean, it's no denying, right? You know, saying love Club America. Can't wait for the final versus Rayados. I think that is all of us right now. We're in anticipation mode. We're looking and we're waiting for that whistle to go. How does one deal with the nerves, Cristian? How does one go about it and saying, you know, calm yourselves before Thursday?
Yeah, no, it's pretty hard, especially because it is a final, right? And, you know, it feels like an eternity awaits us until we get to Thursday. I think for just the fans, just look back and think, you know, really look at the game as a whole, right? And see how America comes in, how Monterrey comes in. You know, on paper, obviously, we look so much better right now than Monterrey, right? But, you know, it's a final, and, you know, all things are off. All form comes off, in my opinion, when it comes to the final. So I think America just has to be prepared. I think the fans just have to go in there mentally knowing that, you know, the other team is as good or even a little bit better than you. And, you know, that goes for the players as well. You have to go in this confident, but you know you can't be, you know, too cocky. And even though you are maybe coming into this game a little bit in better form, you guys throw that out there and try to follow the game plan that's set out for you.
Yeah, no, I think that's perfectly how you put it, AJ, right? Can't come into this one cocky, can't underestimate the opponent by any means necessary. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about the form that Monterrey has coming into this game, right? It's not to say that just because we're blowing away everyone in the far as the league goes, that it's going to be the same in this CONCACAF Champions League. The thing that we have to remember is that these are two different competitions, two different worlds, let's be honest. So, in reality, America's got to go into this 100% focused, 100% dedicated to going out there and playing their game and winning. Now, it's not an easy task by any means necessary. We've never had the best of luck at Monterrey. But the ghost of Monterrey's past cannot haunt you for this game. You kind of have to take that out of your head, which I know is a difficult thing to do, because these players are going to be reminded day in and day out about the past, about what's going on, about what's happened. But you kind of have to ignore all of that and put it to the side and say, you know what, we're here. We've made it this far. We've busted our butts to get here. It doesn't matter what's happens in the past. It's what matters, what we're going to create. And we have our future in our hands. So we can rewrite history in this sense. And I think that's the mentality that Solari has to instill in some of these players and say, you know what? We're going to go out there. Yes, it's not the most favorable pitch in as far as stats goes for us. But that's all out of the table because we've never played a CONCACAF Champions League here before in a final. So everything's up for grabs.
Definitely. I think that you make a great point. We know. I think Solari knows that he has something to prove. You know, all the records he's breaking and all the, you know, effectiveness percentages that he's accumulating over these past two seasons, you know, it all doesn't mean anything unless you have something to show for it. I think this is the perfect opportunity for Solari to kind of tell everyone, listen, you know, we're a real team and here's a title to back it up. And not just any title, right? You're going to be the best in CONCACAF when you get this title. Punching your ticket to another competition, right? It's something that I think somebody wants to do once again. So it just also just validates what America has been doing up to this point. Yes, maybe we're not maybe the most glamorous team to watch, but as everyone says, we are effective. Whether we like it or not, we have to recognize that America does know how to get the win. And a good team, no matter how bad the game is or how, you know, very head-to-head, how flustered everyone is, good teams always find a way to win, and you keep doing that. And yes, people might say you're lucky, whatever. But Solari needs to instill to those players that listen, we got a title here. You know, all of them just in a sense just shut up because you know you're put on the big stage and you responded, and now you have a title show for it. So definitely, I think that has to be the mentality going into this game. And I have no doubt that Solari will kind of just you know just throughout the whole week instill that into the players' minds.
Definitely. And the players should be traveling to Monterrey on Wednesday, like afternoonish. That's when they'll head over to Monterrey. They'll practice before leaving. And then afterwards, they'll arrive Monterrey, get some dinner, go to the hotel room, concentrate for the game. And then Thursday will be showtime. AJ, anything to piggyback off of that?
Just no. But I think piggyback off to what Christian said, yeah, it's a really important game. There's a title on the line. Going to be playing against the Rayados, despite, you know, not them having a good string of games. It seems like all formers throwing out this CONCACAF Champions League. It's a very different tournament. Everyone has a different form when it comes to tournaments like this. Both teams know that there's a title at stake. So Solari has to keep that, embed this into his players' mind that what you're playing for is for a title for something that America has not really won anything since, like, valuable since, like, 2018. So for them, you got something to, look forward to, really, a CONCACAF Champions League final, especially playing away at Rayados Stadium, even though, despite, you know, not having the greatest of times when we play away. But hey, anything can happen on Thursday night.
Definitely. A lot on the line and a lot of variables will be thrown into that, and we'll have to wait and see. Chris saying, you know, two different competitions, but the same game. America is going to face a very desperate Monterrey side. They are four losses in a row. That weighs a lot coming into this game. And he's saying Fayas Mori gonna play like prime Hugo Sanchez against us. Which I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all.
When his Mori's always turns up and there's an America shirt in front of him.
Yeah, and maybe that's what they gotta do.
For whatever reason.
Maybe that's what Tata Martino's got to do for the national team. You just gotta be like, you know, put a America jersey in the back of the porteria and saying, that's your target. Yeah, and he'll find a way, you know. There's something about an America jersey that brings the best out of players, you know. Hey, it is what it is, right? Only the biggest and best clubs can produce that. So we'll see what they have in store for us. But well, gentlemen, let's jump right into this, right? Let's recap exactly what happened for America to get here. It was a victory against the Philadelphia Union, 4-0 aggregate result. I know it's been, I would say, worlds apart since we last played a CONCACAF Champions League. Well, at least that's how it's felt with the amount of games that have been squeezed in since that Philadelphia game to this final. I don't understand why there's such a big lapse, but I think this is maybe promising for America because I don't think we were playing our best in that September. I think now we're looking a lot more solid.
Yeah.
And arguably Monterrey was playing their better football at that time. So.
Definitely
interesting.
Yeah,
it's interesting how these things work themselves out. But look, kind of taking the time machine back into that game against Philadelphia Union, the 4-0 aggregate, I think, is a little bit misleading. I think Philadelphia, you gentlemen were there at that game. That was a game where I thought Philadelphia probably deserved one or two goals, if we're being honest. But I think it's that sheer will, determination from Solari to keep a pragmatic system, to have a very detailed and organized structure. And again, even though we're very pragmatic in the sense, I think holding our shape and doing what we continuously do week in and week out proved dividends. And I mean, you saw the goal eventually come from America late in the half, in the second half, like it always does. But it finally appeared. And sometimes you just need your defense to be on form. I mean, Ochoa had a sensational night, blocked the penalty, blocked the follow-up. But, you know, if you guys had to go and recap that game, what is one thing that kind of stands out to you that America, you know, maybe did wrong and has fixed now, or probably did right and is going to have to do it again against Monterrey?
I'll start off first. Just playing it away. It just seems like recently America, when playing away, we just look as solid, in my opinion, compared to whether we're either playing at home. And just in this match, you know, considering that, you know, you're going away to play in Philadelphia, something we have not done, I think, in what, 5 years or so for a friendly, but to play against in a CONCACAF Champions League match against a team like Philadelphia Union, we did our really best. Like, you know, playing that Solari ball possession-wise, always keeping the ball with us, trying to create any plays. But really, while Philadelphia had some shots on target, really our defense is looking really solid, especially in that second half as well. They get a penalty, which all comes up big. We keep it at 0-0 until we seem to tire Philadelphia out, come out with guns a-blazing the last 10 minutes of the match and get those two goals. So really, America just looked solid, in my opinion, in that game against Philadelphia. It could also be because of the help of the support of the fans, that sea of yellow all surrounding the Philadelphia Stadium. So
interesting. All right, I like it. Christian?
Yeah, no, I think that we have, listen, up to that point before the penalty, I don't think America did a bad job. I think they soaked in the Philadelphia crowd. You know, playing away is definitely never an easy thing, especially in a semifinal game. And knowing how desperate Philly was to get goals because they were down 2-0, I think America did well. It was up until only after that penalty, in that short maybe 10 minutes after the penalty, where America really looked like, you know, not a very composed team. And then maybe because they were flustered because of the penalty, maybe because the little alarm went off in their head saying, oh my God, listen, Philadelphia's still in this. If they would have scored that, so let's go, let's bring it up. And then, of course, when Menetti scores, you know, that's kind of when the storm settles, right? But I think America needs to, I guess, do a better job when the pressure's on them, absorb a little bit better. We all know that the Philly crowd that we saw and the Monterrey crowd that we're going to see, they're going to be two different worlds.
Miles apart.
Different worlds, right? So America's going to have to find a way to kind of just cope with that. But I think up to this point, even in their away games in league play, haven't been bad. It's just that, you know, we do seem to bottle up a little bit more when we're away. And we don't really have that, like, offensive fluidity that we sometimes have going forward like we do at home. So, you know, in order for America to kind of be a little bit more ahead of Monterrey, I think they need a little extra pep in the step, not come back too much, not defend too hard. And when we have the ball, just go up, you know, push your lines up and really take offensive control of this game and controlling the midfield. If you don't do that, then you're going to let Monterrey have their way for a little bit. And even though Monterrey haven't been scoring like they, you know, like they usually are known for, it's a final, and, you know, in any moment, you know, they have players that can just come alive. We said it before, you know, Funes Mori, you know, even though right now he's not doing well, he's just an America shirt, and then he turned into you know, the prime Funes Mori that Liga MX knows, right? So, America have to be at their heels for 90-plus and just really be the offensive protagonist in this game.
Definitely. Jacob Leal with a very good question. If it's tied, does it go directly to penalties? No, it does not. We have a 120 minutes. We have extra time. We have 2 15 minute halves, 30 minutes more to go. And then if everything pans out, still to draw.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't even know that. So that's a good question.
Yeah. And you guys bring up a great kind of topic to discuss in regards to this away game, because it truly is an away game. Should CONCACAF make, like, the Champions League neutral grounds?
Yes. I would love that.
Yeah. I think
would love that.
I think we would see a lot more of kind of teams not shying away when it's because they're on the road, right? And two, I think it would help out with the whole ticketing situation. I'm not too sure. I haven't read too much into it, but I saw that they were denying some of the entrances to some of the America fans. I don't know if you've heard any whispers about that, AJ. I know you're very close to the Porra. I don't know if you've heard anything in regards to that department. I know that Monterrey was trying to limit that. And the majority is going to be Monterrey.
Sounds like a usual, typical thing. It's like that thing, like when we were playing against Portland, they were like denying like America fans to get tickets. I guess, I don't know, was it because they know America fans are going to fill that stadium out, knowing how our fan base is? Who knows, probably. But it could be one of those reasons, probably, but... To my knowledge, I don't think I've heard
there's anything. There's never going to be that. Yellow shirts there, 100%.
Oh, no doubt always. About it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
And we know they had to pay premium. So much premium.
100%.
But you know what? It's worth it because I feel like this is a team that's going to go out there and leave everything on the pitch. I guess we have recently, but I think we're starting to see a Solari that we haven't seen in this past year, but he's getting more riled up. He's getting more kind of like really into the game. Like he's celebrating goals, running at the touchline. Like he is feeling this club 110%.
He feels so close to his first title. I think that's going to play a big part, honestly. You know, you said that maybe that those were games leading up to maybe this moment where he's going to let it all out. So we might see some Piojo like movement on Thursday night from Solari. Yeah.
He's going to have a heat map. We're going to need to check that heat map of his.
Just, he's going to have a heat map just for him. I hope Tudene has the heat map for Scolari. But look, this is a game where all of us have been kind of looking forward to this. We knew that Monterrey was going to be the rival as soon as, their game finalized. And we said, all right, Monterrey it is. And we knew that we had to make this travel. Now the players have to go in there. And I think the most important thing, and we'll get into it just a second when we start talking about the game and the previews and the tactics, you can't play like it's a road game. I know it's difficult to say, and it's a lot more difficult to execute on the pitch, but you really can't. You kind of have to go out there and understand this is a final. You know, this is not a game where you're trying to get a point, get 3 points. You have to go and try to find it. You have to go out there and look for it. You have to be the better team. And like you mentioned, Christian, sometimes luck just has to play in your favor. If that's the case, you know, and I really want to see, and I know we're not necessarily going to see this because we've seen from Solari what type of America we are, but I do want to see a little bit more daring, passing, some dribbling, some long shots. Hardly ever see us take long shots. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. And look, we also have to take in consideration the players that are going to be at the disposal of Solari. We have completely looked worse than when we did coming into this one. And Christian will have a little bit of an update on that in just a second. But I think if you're a player and you're starting this game, guns are blazing. Guns are blazing. It really just has to be like that. So, but alas, we'll see on Thursday. But let's get into it, gentlemen. This game, Thursday night, CONCACAF Champions League final, live via TUDN, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 Central, 10 Eastern. Monterrey versus America. And what seems to be the biggest game in the Solari tenure to this date. Obviously, it's a final. And I think Solari, this is the trophy he's wanted. This is the trophy he really, truly wants. Not to say that he doesn't want the league, but he wants this because, one, it's a CONCACAF Champions League. And two, it's a ticket into the Club World Cup where he knows he can display his resume against the big boys in a game where he knows that people will be watching. I mean, how much more can you guys sum up this game? How important can you put it, AJ?
Look, it's CONCACAF Champions League. It's the biggest home tournament in the CONCACAF region. You win that, you get your spot in the Club World Cup where the rest of the world could see some of the most elite clubs that are representing their nation, essentially, and their country all out there for a full 90 minutes. So really, for these two sides, you know, decorated clubs in Mexico, especially Club America, the biggest team in Mexico. You know, it's been a while since we've been CONCACAF Champions League. Funny enough, the last time we did play and the Champions and the CONCACAF Champions League match. It was against that Aegyo side, Tigres. We beat them 4-1. So this time around, could maybe history repeat itself and we defeat yet another Aegyo side in this Champions League final? Who knows? But hey, it's exciting, really, especially with two big clubs, two of some of the biggest clubs in Mexico facing against each other for 90 minutes. Who knows? Maybe the 120 minutes, and if it gets the penalties, you know, it's gonna be really exciting to see what these two sides can do, especially Sonati. This is, I feel like this is a club that he really wants. First time in the final, he's gonna want to be in it. He's gonna want to win it.
I don't know about you, man, but I don't want to see PKs.
No, I don't think it. I don't think it goes to PKs though.
No, I think it's in the 90. That's just my take. But no, I think AJ makes great points here. This is the game. Like I said before, so Sonati knows the importance of this game, right? Sonati knows what's it like to represent the club at a club World Cup. And you said it right, Ivan. I think this is the one because he feels like America can represent the CONCACAF region very well in this tournament. But first, we got to get there, right? We have one more team left. It's Rayados at their home, and if we want to do it, we got to go through them first. So it's game on.
Yeah, it definitely is game on. And look, we need to... Actually, I'm saying we, but the players just in general, they need to come out here and just completely go at it. And this is a great, great question right here from Chris saying, revenge game for George? ? Now, if he is fully fit, ready to go, yeah, this is 100% a revenge game. This is a chance to right your wrongs from the last final and finally, get that monkey off your back in a sense that it's such a weight over your shoulders that, again, time and time and time again, fans criticize you, bully you, have gotten you to the point of where you don't even want to play for this club and have caused you enough psychological damage for you to question whether or not you're a good player. So, yeah, this is a big game for George if he's fit. And I think he wants to play this game even if he's at a 75%. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, he's
going
to have to.
Yeah, he's going to have to, even if it was at 12. but the reality is that, yeah, this is a game where George has to step it up. He knows that his mistake cost America the final, right? And I know it's harsh to say that because then there was penalties and other players missed penalties and this and that. All of that, yes, I know that. But if George doesn't make that mistake, all of that doesn't trickle over. So big game for George, big night for George. And I really do hope that he comes out and potentially maybe even bags himself a goal. AJ, why not?
Hey, anything can happen. It'd be amazing. I'd love to see him run down that pitch and celebrate in front of Monterrey fans at that point. I'd love to see that.
It definitely. It would be amazing. It'd be a sight to see, to have George celebrating with all the fans. And yeah, that'd be really, really fun. We got two Christians now on here. One's frozen, one's not.
Can you remove the frozen one?
Oh, there you go.
I removed the frozen one.
There you go.
Yeah, but no, like we were mentioning, big night for George.
Big night for George. Huge night for George. AJ, you have more on this, right?
What, if I got money? If I got money on this?
No, you got more on this Jorge revenge game?
Oh, I mean, hey. I just want him to redeem himself. This is essentially like his redemption arc at this point. If he can do it away at their stadium and defeat Monterrey, good. That's a W for him, and that's an L for Rayados. Hey, an eye for an eye, essentially. They took a title from us, they took a final from us, we'll take a final from them. Simple as that.
Yeah. Really, really simple as that. I like Jacob Leal saying, George is going to mark Gallardo, so I'm pretty confident. Granted, yes, Gallardo, again, another one of those players that hasn't been playing their best football, but you know he sees an America jersey, things are going to change differently. Now, there's a lot of heavyweights going on. There's a lot of individual matches that a lot of people are going to be paying attention to, right? The biggest one, I think, is the manager side of things, right? You have Vasco Aguirre, who, you know, coached Atletico Madrid, you know, been to World Cup, has managed to get Mexico into the World Cup, you know, in dire situations, not once, but twice already, right? He's got quite the resume. Going up against a Solari that is still young in his managerial tenure, you know, still learning the ropes in a sense, but has already managed Real Madrid and has been able to land a job at America, and has America, you know, playing maybe not the best football, but has seen results tremendously. I mean, I saw a stat that his effectiveness is 71%, which is out of the highest out of a new manager coming in. So, you know, his win ratio is impressive, to say the least. And on top of that, with a squad that isn't even his, and with maybe 3-4 reforzos at best over a span of a year and a half. So, yeah, it definitely hasn't really been the easiest of jobs for Solari. But I think that is kind of the narrative. Solari, the new youngster, the new kid on the block, against Aguirre, right? And an experienced coach. But I will say one thing about Aguirre. He only seems to be viable for a certain period of time. And after that, I feel like he just slowly deteriorates going down. I mean, you saw it in Mexico in the 2014 World Cup. You saw it in Mexico with the 2002 World Cup. And I think this is his kind of around the same period where things start to fall gradually for him. So maybe this is a good time for America to pick up on that. But there's that individual battle between the managers. There's the goalkeeper battle, right? Ochoa versus Andrade. Is that even his name, Andrade?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have that, right? Two goalkeeper battles.
He's an experienced goalkeeper as well in his tenure at Boca Juniors.
The man has played. The man has played Libertadores. Okay,
he's played finals.
He was a goalkeeper for Boca in the Boca River final. Correct.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. At the Bernabeu.
At the Bernabeu. So the man's experience.
The man's experience. Yes, that's to say the least.
But Ochoa has stopped Brazil at Brazil.
In
a World Cup. When everyone was already thinking they were going to put four against them. So, is that to say that these goalkeepers are no heavyweights? They are.
Also, Ochoa has played in Veracruz. I don't think Andrade has it. So, if you can do that, that's in Veracruz.
Yeah, if you could pull it off at in a rainy night against Veracruz, you could pull it off anywhere.
Cold, rainy night at Veracruz. There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go. So there's a goalkeeper battle. I think the defense is going to be an interesting one, right? Moreno, with his experience, going up against a young Cáceres that is really stepping into the plate. You know, who's going to have to be the most solid defender possible in that back line, because I don't know if Aguilera is going to be 100%. I mean, he is ready to go, but he hasn't played in such a long time that I'm a little worried. I'm a little hesitant. Some people are even saying might as well just play Jordan.
He's been looking solid, in my opinion, honestly. So,
and I say to that, no, thank you. I don't know, Christian, what's your take on that?
I think you're going to see Bruno Valdez and Sebastián Cáceres start in that center-back partnership.
I like it. And we'll get to predicted lineups in just a second. But like I mentioned, a lot of individual...
But Jordan Silva... Okay, wait, hold on. But let's take it back, though. Jordan Silva hasn't played bad. Let's be honest. I think that he's done a good job filling in for the injured-prone center-backs that we possess here. If worst comes to worst... If it all goes down and then for some reason two of these three can't play, I wouldn't think it's the end of the world if we slot in Jordan Silva there, in my opinion at least. But Ivan, to your point, I would prefer Bruno and Cáceres partnership over maybe a Bruno Jordan Silva partnership or even a Jordan Sebastián partnership. So, but you know, like I said, though, if worst comes to worst, Jordan is not the worst pick here.
He's not. But again, we'll see. I think everything is... I think we're fine in a sense. We'll be good. And look, we're already talking about that, right? And one more individual battle that I wanted to highlight was Funes Mori versus Henry Martin, which, by the way, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Christian, but I think Henry gets a start on Thursday. I think that's a good battle. That's a battle of who is potentially going to be the number nine for the Mexican national team. Now, I know Raul Jimenez is still the preferred number nine, but whenever he's not available, who has the right to, you know, be that number nine starter? I think that Henry's up for grabs, and so is Funes Mori. So this is going to be an interesting battle, and we'll have to see who can outscore the other. And let's hope Henry's up for the task. But again, a lot of things to keep eye on the pitch, and we'll see who wins these individual battles at the end of the night on Thursday. All right, gentlemen, let's talk a little bit about these injuries that we have coming into this game. Before we get any further, we knew that George Sanchez and Emmanuel Aguilera were still iffy up to the game against Tigres. It looked like they had been given the green light. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but Aguilera's good to go. And George should have been good to go, but there was red flags, at least alarms, within this day that George Sanchez, or even yesterday, excuse me, picked up in, or at least isn't 100% to go on Thursday. What can you guys give me on that?
AJ, you can do this.
For him, if he's even ready to even play, Jorge?
George Sanchez, yeah. Any updates injury-wise? Is he good to go, yes or no?
Last time I heard that, yeah, he's ready on the list. That he's going to be able to be traveling to Monterrey for this final. But it's uncertain whether he's going to be starting or not.
Christian, to my knowledge. What do you have on your side of the contact?
Yes, so it seems like we will know if they're ready 4 hours before the game on Thursday night.
Oh, God.
as of right now, Pedro Aquino, Jorge Sanchez, Sebastián Cáceres, and Bruno Valdés will be going to Monterrey. I think only Bruno Valdés is 100% ready to go. The other three, we're going to have to wait to see how the day goes on, how the practices go. And only then, they'll make the choice. Those are three very, very important key pieces for America if they want to win this final. I don't think that they have enough backup to say that this is a very solid lineup if those three aren't in there. That's why earlier I said that my guess is that Cáceres will play with Bruno Valdés. And then the other two is, it's up for grabs. We said earlier, Jorge Sanchez, Lyon can't play this game. So there's no one there for to replace Jorge Sanchez if he can't go. And like you guys said earlier, I think there's a lot riding on this game, especially because against Monterrey, it's a final. I think Jorge wants to play in there. The only player that I think might get game time cut in half will be Pedro Aquino. The hit was very bad. He was hurt. But thank God it wasn't as bad as everyone thought initially. And he is running. He is doing better now. It's just that, do we want to play up a 65% Pedro Aquino in the final? That's going to be the question 4 hours before the game time.
I think you do. I think you have to play him. And it's no discredit to Madrigal, which I think he has done exceptional whenever he's had to come into the midfield. But in that type of game, I want Pedro Aquino at least for a good solid 60 minutes, if possible.
So here's a dilemma for Solari. Do you put in Pedro Aquino, Jorge Sanchez, Sebastián Cáceres, all at about maybe we'll give them a good 75% to go? Or would you rather rough it out,
grind it out,
balls bigger than Mars, whatever, and then you play with Emilio Lara, Jordan Silva, and Mario Osuna in a final against Monterrey?
No.
That's going to be the question for Solari 4 hours before game time.
And the only name that I would allow to start that game is probably Jordan. But even then, no. I. Why would you play Osuna, though, over Madrigal?
Osuna is just the natural position over Madrigal.
Madrigal's a center defensive mid as well.
She can't
Madrigal,
play.
Madrigal would play in Richard Sanchez's position in case
of CM. CDM. That's a,
Osuna's a natural CDM. You would play Osuna over Madrigal if Pedro was unable to go.
No, then no. Oh, I'm sorry, but you can't. You can't have
Mono. And Naveda is not ready to play this game.
Do no.
Not
even think about
saying Santiago Naveda for Pedro Aquino.
Can he make the bench? Ready. Can he make the bench?
No. He probably won't even go to the game.
If I'm Santi, I'm begging to travel that game.
He might go just to receive a medal, but he won't even
sneak. Fan support.
Nope. I would. If I'm Santi, I'm like, I will gladly risk my leg for this game.
Ivan,
that's just me. That's just my Americanism coming out.
Oh my lord! You're trying to ruin a youngster's leg at that point. He ain't recovering. Stop.
Santiago Neves has played, I think, 20 minutes in the U20s. He is not ready.
Yeah, he's not ready.
He's not ready for this game. So that's the concern right now for America. It sucks that it all had to happen literally the week before the final, right? But you know, what's America without a couple of injury scares? My honest guess is that all three will play on Thursday.
Oh, we've lost Christian for just a moment here. Oh, there, you're back.
I'm back.
What was you saying? You're what?
I said I'm back.
You're back.
You're good.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. My guess is that all three of them will play on Thursday night.
And that's a solid guess. I'm going with the same. You have to. You have to go. You have to be Darian. You have to go out there. And like you mentioned, Soledi knows this is a final. He knows he's so close to it. I'm just curious to see what
that lineup's going to be. I'm going to tell you guys to bathe in ice for the next 3 days just to get whatever the hell they have. Just man up.
Sana quick.
Man up.
Sana quick or something.
Man up and let's go. Because this is a final. So.
And look, this is the reality too. If you're a player and you're hesitant as to whether or not you want to play this game, like they've given you the green light. I mean, it really shows the true character of a player if they've given the green light, but yet they still don't want to risk themselves. The reality is, it's a final. When is it that you get to play a Champions League final? Now, I know, I get it. It's not the most prestigious Champions League because it's in CONCACAF, but it's still a Champions League final. It's a ticket to the Club World Cup. It's the grandest stage of your region. And an ability to eternalize yourself in glory and in the history. I don't know what player in their right mind says no to playing in this type of game, you know? And especially a player like Bruno Valdez, who, whilst has been inconsistent at times, feels for this club, knows what it is to play for this team, and knows what it is to lift trophies, especially this CONCACAF Champions League one. So he's going to be up for it, you know? Pedro Aquino, I think his tier said it all. On Saturday when we played against Tigres, because he was worried. He knows how much this game means to him and his career and ability to play a final. That is immense, which is why you saw him leave the way that he left in agony, because it wasn't because he was just so much in pain. It was the fact that he knew that there was a possibility he couldn't play on Thursday.
Yeah.
And George, I think like we mentioned, there's a lot riding on this game. He knows that this is the opportunity to right his wrongs and to eradicate the past. And so he will do anything to kind of erase all that criticism. So you're right. I don't see a person who is ambitious about winning and being a professional goes out there and doesn't go and try to win this. Even if you're at 75%, you know you're going to be given 100% of that. That's the reality of it. We just seen, but all right, enough if buts or maybes. Christian, I want you to talk to me about the predicting starting 11 in regards to what Soledi is going to bring out on Thursday night. So what can these people expect? Give me the formation, give me the tactical formation, and the names that are going to be associated with positions.
Of course, like I said before, with my best guess, I would think that all four of those maybe is we'll be playing on Thursday night. This is too big of a game for any of them to miss. And like I said, I don't think the backups are competent enough to be starting in this final. So we're going to go with the 4-3-3, usual, plain old. We're going to go in there, play our game. We're going to go with Ochoa in net. Our back four will be Jorge Sanchez, Bruno Valdez, Sebastián Cáceres, and Luis Fuentes. In the midfield, we're going to have Pedro Aquino, Richard Sanchez, Álvaro Fidalgo. On the left wing, we have Chava Reyes. On the right wing, Roger Martinez. And up front, Henry Martin.
All right. I like it. Interesting. You don't have Córdoba in this game.
I do not have Córdoba in this game, no.
I like that. And now, not because I'm, you know, against Córdoba and everything, not saying any of that. I think this is the perfect game for Córdoba to come off the bench. I really do think he could be an impact sub. And I think he can bring out a lot more football in the second half with some tired legs. So I like that he's not starting this game because I feel like it relieves some of the pressure off of him. And we know what pressure does to that kid. So
last time Gordon played a final in Monterrey, it didn't go good for him.
He got a red card. So
he got a red card.
He's got to vindicate himself in this one as well. But I personally like the formation. I personally like the starting 11. AJ, your thoughts?
As far as I could possibly get, even though the fitness trainer within me inside is hearing just, you know, players are not completely fit. I understand it's a final, but so be
it. The final, AJ, all right?
Listen.
You're still getting paid at the very end.
The only good thing about all of this is that I know you guys like to hear this, but you can forget about the game against Cruz Azul if these players get injured once again. Because we already have top four locked up.
Yeah, you can forget about the
league. We're going to the playoffs no matter what happens. You can play Jordan Silva, Mauro Osuna, Emilio Lara against Cruz Azul.
And Chucho
Lopez. You throw it all for this game. This is the one game you throw it all. You get 3 weeks to rest up and get ready for the playoffs. That's it.
Yeah, look, and at this point, Solari has to understand that there is no repercussions in the league. So go out there and just absolutely risk it all for the biscuit at this point. And I know it's a crazy thing to say, but who cares about Cruz Azul? Who cares about the Monterrey game?
We have playoffs locked up. We have first place locked up, which is the most important thing because we are guaranteed home field in the second leg throughout the Liguilla.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a plus. Like who cares? That's it. I will trade the next two L's in the league for the CONCACAF final and for the league final. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. Like, is anyone mad? I don't care. I will gladly take L against Cruz Azul and Santos. We have lost, right?
I know. Yeah. And
no, Monterrey.
I know people want us to get to 40, right? That's a prestige number. Want us to get to 40 points. I can care less about that stat. I just want us to win trophies. And if it means that we got to bottle these next two league games in order to win the CONCACAF Champions League trophy and league, I'm all for it. I am all 100% for it. I know we're America. I know we should be able to do both. But if one has to give, I'd rather it be that one than anything else. So
there you go.
That's the reality of it. Yeah, and Chris mentions it perfectly. I think, you know, the only set that matters is being champions, and that's the reality of it. Mary Jane saying, wasn't Aquino injured? Yes, he is still, potentially. We'll see. He's at 65%, like Christian mentioned, and we will know more about it the day of. But all right, gentlemen, let's talk a little bit more about this game and what America is going to have to do on the pitch in order to win this matchup. Now, again, we're a very organized side, Christian. We know that we primarily focus on keeping our shape, defending well, and trying to be as pragmatic going forward with ball retention and finding, you know, avenues, whether that be the wing or sometimes through the middle, trying to attack. But what does America have to change up in this game? Or do they even have to change anything at all?
Listen, I've been wanting America to become more, how should I say, more... risk it all a little bit. Risk it just a little bit more. I think that we're a little bit too safe. I know it's a final. I know we have to really pick and choose what we do. But when we have the opportunity, we got to just fly at them. And I'm talking about you bring up Richard, you bring up Fidalgo, you push into their final third, and you try to make something happen. You can't just rely always on the constant moving the ball across the field in a horizontal, in a vertical position. You know, you have to go out there and just get a shot. Like you said, we don't take long shots that often. Get a long shot in there. Even if it doesn't go on target, you're telling Monterrey, listen, we can shoot from anywhere, right? We're going to get you from anywhere. That just keeps them on their toes more, gives us more avenues for offensive creative to flow. It just gives us a better chance to win the game overall. I think America just needs to find that player. I'm looking at Fidalgo. I'm looking at Roger Martinez. These are players that need to come alive and create something when there's nothing there. And that is probably the only way we will win this game is if these players step up to the plate and create like we know they can.
Yeah, and look, that midfield of, and hopefully Aquino is up to the task, but you know, that midfield of Aquino, Richard, and Fidalgo need to produce a lot more creativity going forward. Like you mentioned, be a little bit more daring, not just only with your passing, but your shooting. Richard, we know has a foot. So I want him 20, 30 yards out. Heck, even if it hits the post, if it hits the goalkeeper, whatever, find the rebound, tap it in afterwards. Like, get something going, you know? You're right, though. I mean, AJ, do you agree? Be a little bit more daring, or should America stick to what we've been doing so well and kind of, you know, quote unquote, making the game boring in regards to slowing the tempo down at times, being, you know, letting the pendulum swing from, you know, side to side in regards to our passing, and continue to, again, have that pragmatic approach?
If they ain't broke, don't fix it, in my opinion. I'm fine with this. When's the last time we even scored a goal in the first half, though? When was the last time we decided to actually wake up and realize, oh, we're in a final, oh, it's the opening minutes, let's actually score a goal? So, no, I feel like just slide ball. If we do have it to get the opportunity where open space, you can take that long shot, you can make a through ball, the cross, whatever that is to get that early goal, I would absolutely love that. I would not say no to that if America does score a goal in that first half. But at the same time, needing deep inside, I'm just like, play how you usually play. I would love to be adventurous, but just knowing this right outside, the last time they faced against Cruz Azul, they scored 3 first half goals. They gave it to Cruz Azul immediately from the get-go. That's the one thing I'll only be cautious on. If we are going to play adventurous, just know, if we get caught in that counterattack, and if it's on that side where Luis Fuentes is at, I would only hope that Bruno Valdez and Casas do everything to their ability to put themselves on the line and block that ball from getting inside that box. Or, you know, we could always rely on Shaw and just hope that God he saves it like he always does, because his saves are out of this world. But really, that's it. But all in all, I'm all in it with Christian's plans. Be more adventurous. I'd love to see that, not for it to be a snooze fest. Get some goals from the get-go. Let everyone in that stadium know that America are here. We are here to play, and we're going for that title. We want to give them that good scare, and that's what we like to see from there. And from there on, build on from that first goal. I don't want to stop at all. Get to maybe, just maybe, if it can happen, we score 3. We score 3.
Is this the game to do it? Is this the game we've been waiting for all season? For America to score 3 goals?
We have not scored 3 since the Clásico Nacional from last season, and then in the playoff against Pachuca, which we got eliminated from, unfortunately. We scored when we put 4. So if this is the game, and for it to be in a final, so be it. I would love to see us score 3.
So here's the question, gentlemen. Does America score in the first half? Yes or no? Christian?
Yes.
AJ?
No, I don't.
I'm going yes. So if America scores in the first half, does that mean the world's going to end? Like, are we just all going to fall into each other?
The world would truly end if we score in the first half and we score 3 in that same game. Then it's like, oh my God, we've done it.
I was about to say that. So listen, if America scores in the first half, America will win the final 3-1. You lock it in right now.
If we do not score
in the first half, we win this game 2-0.
All right, interesting. Okay,
it's the new 3-0.
I like the clean sheet. All right, look, I like it. It's very good, very interesting. I love it. Great attitude, and great tactics. To be honest, I think you're right. Look, we know that Monterrey is going to come out here, but. This is what I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast. America can't play this game like it's an away game. Like, I understand there's got to be that certain kind of quote-unquote respect for the rival in their home territory. Now, forget all of that. Throw that to the side, and that doesn't even matter in this game. It's a final. Go out there, play like it's your stadium, play like it's your home ground, and go and completely demolish the other team. Don't give Monterrey the chance to breathe. Don't give Monterrey the chance to settle. AJ, you mentioned it, right? If you're able to get this Monterrey side on a bad one and you're able to get some goals going, then go for it. You know, there's no need to be sitting around, waiting around, saying, all right, we're going to soak up the pressure, we'll leave on the counter, we're going to, you know, utilize the speed of our wingers. Like, no. Go out there from the get-go, high press, force the mistake, score the goals. Simple as that. That's what's going to happen on Thursday. And I think Solari knows that very well indeed. And I think we're going to see a less, more pragmatic side from America. And like Christian mentioned, a lot more of an adventurous side from Solari, in which he's going to ask his team to do more, be more aggressive, push more. And yes, while that is leaving you susceptible to a counter, I think that like I mentioned, risk it a little bit for that biscuit, and at the end of the day, could pay dividends at the end. So, an early goal for America is all we asked for. Well, no, we asked for a lot more than that. We asked for 3 goals and a championship. So let's hope they deliver on the night. But all right, gentlemen, a couple of things to note before we wrap it all up here. I do want to mention to you guys, with the lineup or with the players that will be available to us, Christian, who is your player of the match? Who has to be the player to carry the team on their shoulders and win us this CONCACAF Champions League?
He was brought here for a reason. He was the reason why we have this kind of player. We haven't seen this kind of player in some time for America. He's starting to find his rhythm. This is the reason why Álvaro Fidalgo was brought to America, was for this specific reason. Álvaro Fidalgo will win us the CONCACAF Champions League.
I like it. Jacob Lau also going with Fidalgo?
It's my man right there, Jacob.
Interesting. I like it. AJ, your man of the match that has to have the big match. Go.
It's going
to
be Chava Reyes for me. This youngster, he's got something in him. Lots of promise. I know in big games sometimes you could definitely see that he's anxious. He gets nervous at times. Kind of makes some mistakes. I feel like this is the game as well where you've seen him. When he runs down that wing, he does create amazing plays for America, which almost gets to that goal, or we do end up getting a goal. You see his crosses. It's one of those things now. When you see that cross go in, you're going to expect someone to be in that box, heading it and putting that ball into the back of the net. And what I say about Chara is, dude, this kid could take on defenders left and right and all tomorrow. He's not afraid. Especially if he was ever playing as a left back, he's like, forget it. I'm going up front. I'm going to take it off. If no one's going to run on that wing, I'll do it. He's got, despite him being nervous at times, he's definitely got guts. He does everything to his ability that he needs to do in order to help his team win and get themselves the goal that they need in order to secure it. So for me, Cyrus is going to be that my go-to player for this match.
Interesting. Chris Ferrer saying he agrees he's going with Fidalgo as well. Also saying, though, but this is the game that Roger Henry also need to show up in. It is time. Very well put. I agree with him. I agree with you guys. I think Fidalgo is definitely probably the most important piece of the puzzle, whilst Chava Reyes is very detrimental to the attack as well, AJ. I'm going with the defender on this one, though. I would keep mentioning it. It is his game to right his wrongs and, clean himself of the negative energy that has been following him ever since that final against Monterrey. For me, George Sanchez. It's got to be his game. It's got to be prime George. It's got to be like Olympics George, where he's just completely on another level. He's capable of taking players on as well. You know, he's very capable with the ball. He's very fast. And we've seen it with the Mexican national team. And with America, he can score goals. So I want to see a George that's a lot more daring. I want to see that long-range shot from him. I just want to see him press high. And also, when it comes to the defensive side of things, all out. Risk everything on the line to stop those goals and do everything in your power to make sure your team is scoring them on the other side of the pitch. But for me, it's George Sanchez. Now, it's not to say that these players don't all have to come together as a team and go in there and actually play as a team, because it's very detrimental. We can't rely solely on one person. But I think a good collective effort is going to be needed to win this game and win this game comfortably, which I think we all know America is capable of doing. So I think George does get his revenge on Rayados, Jose, and we'll see what happens there. But all right. Good stuff here. Prediction time now, gentlemen. I know you guys gave me some earlier, but Christian, what is your scoreline prediction for the game on Thursday? And by the way, Christian is going to have you guys covered on Thursday in regards to this game. So follow it all on Eagle Eye Podcast. He's going to get you guys covered in the final. But what is your prediction for Thursday, Christian?
My prediction for Thursday is that America will win the CONCACAF Champions League with a score of 3-1.
3-1. Very bold. Very, very bold. But I like it. You need a little bit of boldness in a final. AJ?
2-0. Clean sheet.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Man, I'm nervous just thinking about my prediction.
It's like that. Wait till you get to Wednesday night. You can't sleep.
Yeah, I know, right?
Damn, Thursday at work is going to be hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about it. I'm not going to be able to focus. I'm going to go with the most Solari-esque victory we've ever seen in our life. I'm going 1-0 America. 1-0 America. We take it home, baby. We take it home. Some predictions here. We are going with Christina 3-2-1. I don't know if the referee is getting two goals. And America's getting three. So Jacob Lau saying 3-2. America wins it in extra time. My goodness.
Oh,
I don't know.
God,
I don't know.
I want to go to sleep.
Oh, God, AJ. No, I can't.
Ochoa header in the 120th minute.
Oh, God. 2-0 for Jose Benedetti and Chavarreyes score. Interesting. Mary Jane go with a 2-1 victory for Las Águilas del América. And then she's actually saying, well, maybe 3-2 actually afterwards. Chris saying 2-1. I think they score early. We score before the half. Fidalgo ends it in the second half. Look, a lot of good predictions, a lot of really good stuff here. I'm excited. I hope you guys are as well. Look, it's always a pleasure to be able to cover America. It's even more of a pleasure to be able to cover them in a final. I know all, you know, we've all worked hard to get to this point. The team's done very well. Now it's up to us to bring the best coverage as possible. So definitely we will be doing our best. And look, all of you that are listening to this right now and all of you guys that are here, send us, you know, upload pictures, tag us, let us know how you guys are spending the time watching the game. If you guys are having a certain meal, if you guys have a certain routine, if there's certain kind of like a lucky, like a, you know, lucky charm that you have next to you while you watch the game because it's a final. Let us know. And we'd love to be able to share that all over our Instagram and Twitter. So again, make sure you guys take some pictures, tag us, let us know. Again, we'd love to see what your guys' routine slash ritual is for a game this big. Also, shout out to AP Jr. here saying 4-3 America. I don't know if I can stand that game. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand.
Chucho Lopez scores the game-winning goal.
Oh, God.
He does that? Oh, my Lord.
Chris saying, how many finals have you guys covered since the podcast was created? I would have to say that we have covered the one that they won, the against Cruz Azul, then the Monterrey one, then also if you want to count the game against Tigres in the at the Dignity Health, Campeón de Campeones, and if you also want to count the game against Atlanta United, that final,
the game against Juárez.
The game against Juarez, we covered. We covered the Copa Mekis final. So we've had a couple of podcast coverages in regards to finals under our belts, and we hope to keep adding a lot more.
The first one, right? The first Champions
League. This is the first CONCACAF Champions League one, though. So going, AP Junior has changed his thought. He's like, never mind. I'm going 4-2 America. So. Chris saying spoiled, gotta love America. Yes, definitely. We've been spoiled to be able to cover the amount of finals that we have. But yeah, look, one last prediction here, gentlemen. Quick question from the colors of black, gray, and red. What jersey is Ochoa coming out with on Thursday night?
Gray.
Let's say the reddish jersey.
I'm going red too, only because Monterrey is going to wear white. So.
True.
But he might wear black. We'll see. All right, look. Ultimately, this has been fun and this has been great. And this is a good way to pass the nerves, being able to talk it out loud. And if these gentlemen have anything else to add on, I'll give you guys the floor.
To answer Chris's question, when he said, when's the last time America's been down in a game like this? This is before the Saudi era. September 8th. 2020, we were down 2-0 to Puebla at the half, and we came back with three goals in the span of 20 minutes. So that's the last time we've ever been down in a game like that, over a year, essentially. So
Definitely. But where America?
And the other thing, as Chris mentioned, for any news regarding like Guapa, Carlos Campos got his first call up to the national team, actually, where they'll be playing against Ecuador. So really proud of him. Kid's got a lot of promise, especially you see him during those friendly matches. hopefully get to see him more in an America jersey for us next season under Solari. So for him, pretty promising things for the youngster.
Yeah, but you know, it's national team stuff. We there's bigger fish to fry.
Look, he could have maybe been with us. He could have maybe been with us in this final as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, dude.
Cut up.
That's what I'm gonna get. But look, at the end of the day, it's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a fun one. And I hope that all of you guys enjoy the game. I hope you guys have fun, and I hope that we can come and talk all things America winning the Champions League final next week when we talk about them again. Gentlemen, any last thing you want to mention, any way that you guys are combating your nerves, anything in regards to this match, anything at all?
Let's enjoy Thursday, man. Just enjoy Thursday. Sit down on your couch, or on your bed, wherever the hell you're watching. Sit down and enjoy that America is going to play in the CONCACAF Champions League final once again. I think we're in for a treat, hopefully. And I just want to come back here on Monday to celebrate another title win. Looking forward to Cruz Azul. More importantly, celebrating the title win. But it's going to be fun covering this match. So I hope you guys stay tuned for it. We might have a little surprise here and there. So it should be fun. It should be a fun day Thursday. Like I said before, I'm not going to be able to work on Thursday. Might even call out.
No one would blame you.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it can't work and then think about the game at the same time. The two things just don't go together.
I'm wearing my jersey the whole day. So I'm wearing my jersey even at work. I can care less. They can send me home. All I care. They're doing me a favor.
They do me exactly. They were sending us home.
So everyone, wear your jerseys. Show us your game day selfies, and let's see what you guys are gonna be rocking. But yeah, I love it. Frank asking, what are you guys gonna be drinking though?
That's a good question.
I can't drink anything. I can't even be drinking soda if I'm watching a game, especially in the final.
Really?
I can't.
I can't drink anything at all. I'll probably have a drink. I'll let you guys know on Thursday. We'll see.
All right. AJ, what's your go-to drink or meal for the final?
I mean, I ain't sponsored by any of these brands. But, you know, either a Poland Spring, Coca-Cola. And prefer, I think, on Thursday, go for some birria tacos or, you know, tacos de ronco. Staple here in New York.
Oh, yes, son.
You already know the vibes. So, you know. It. When Thursday comes, you know, Thursday comes, I'm not going to even just be thinking about it all. Just
listen, AJ, I need you to go get those tacos and just post them. Post them on Twitter. Let everyone know that AJ got their tacos.
Yes, yeah. Look, if AJ gets the tacos, America gets the championship. It's as simple as that.
I don't know, Chris. I'll do it then.
There you go. Frank going with the AJ with the fire. Hells yeah. All right, look. We're going to wrap it up here. We're going to let you guys go, and we'll maybe talk to you guys soon enough in between the final. But gentlemen, I just want to say thank you. You guys have done an amazing job covering the Champions League with everything that you guys have been doing. AJ, with some of the graphics, the GIFs. Christian as well with their game day coverage. I know you gentlemen did an amazing job, and I want everyone to know what an amazing job you guys did over in Philadelphia. So again, thank you guys for helping us out and doing what you guys have been doing. Keep kicking butt, and let's hope America kicks the most of butts on Thursday night. To everyone out here, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Thank you for support. And we'll be back next week to talk things all America and recapping what happened in Monterrey. But all right, gentlemen, you guys have a wonderful night. Every single one of you guys, stay safe out there. Wear your masks. Be in the most anticipating mood you have ever been, and let's have ourselves a historical night on Thursday. All right? You guys have a wonderful time. Stay safe. And as always, Arriba la America. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.